Esther is discovering the bigger her life gets, the less control she has over more components of it. And when you believe that you have to control your world, then you have to live a very narrow world. When you will let the control of your world be law of attraction, and instead you find your placement in it by reaching for the best feeling thoughts you can find, now you can get out there where the world is, where things are happening in the world, without having fear that you will be stung by something that you do not want to see. There's a fine line, and it's really a line worth understanding, between wanting so much to feel good that I wall myself off from any thoughts or ideas or experiences that might not feel good, and understanding that under any condition, I can bring myself to a place of feeling good. And people worry. They think, if I can bring myself to a place of feeling good under any conditions, then won't the universe just give me more awful things over which I have to overcome? We say it doesn't work that way at all. You break out into this room of freedom when you finally get it, that you can be stable and in alignment no matter what. And there are so many people that are determined to focus upon some awful thing in the world, and we do not deny that there are awful things happening in the world. They're determined to focus upon some awful thing in the world and fixate on it with some intention of, they're fixating on the awful thing, somehow then shedding light on it and solving the problem. And we say, fixating on the awful thing only separates you from the solutions, from the answers, and from who you are the whole time that you're fixated on it. And we think that at very deep levels, you understand that. That's why you've trained yourself to be so ultra sensitive that you don't even want to watch a bird's nest fall. But we want you to understand that you want your sensitivity to prepare you for alignment under any and all conditions, not to coach you into a corner where you are depriving yourself of opportunity to have experiences. The only freedom that you will ever experience is the freedom from negative emotion. And negative emotion, that freedom from negative emotion, does not mean depriving yourself of exposure to experience. It means tuning yourself to the best of every experience. And it's such an interesting thing, because as you tune yourself and tune yourself and tune yourself, the level of experiences parlays into greater and greater and greater and greater things. You just have to know, even as you've been moving around through these cities that this ship has taken you to, don't you notice a remarkable difference in the vantage point or the viewpoint of the people who live upon your planet? Can't you just feel the differences in the way they see the world and the differences in the results of the way they see the world? And doesn't it make you, the more of the world that you see, doesn't it make you understand that you have no hope of ever controlling it? And so doesn't it make you want to just sort of give that up? So yes. When you give up control of the polar bears, or you give up control of the bird nest, or you give up control of whatever it is that's worrying you, and instead you gain control of your ability to focus upon something that feels good, regardless of where you are standing, then you'll discover the freedom that you understood when you were born, the freedom to stay tuned into source energy, the freedom the bird feels even though her nest has fallen. In other words, the freedom that the polar bear feels even when it appears to be in trouble. In other words, the thing that the beasts have over the humans, hands down, and is really something for you to strive toward, they don't worry. They don't fret. They don't fuss. They don't feel negative emotion. They don't focus upon things and hold themselves chronically in vibrational places that make their lives unpleasant. They live joyful lives from the moment they are born until they are gone. And Jerry and Esther, every time we have a conversation like this, they are inundated, especially if Jerry is unwise enough to put it on a weekly tape program. They are inundated with those who are sure that the animals are being mistreated, or that the humans are being mistreated, or that somebody's being mistreated, as if attention to people being mistreated will solve that problem. In other words, you have the ability and the desire and the knowing within you to be a joyful being. You just have to train your thoughts to allow that. And the better you get at it, the better things will manifest around you. But